Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Man from Uncle, please report front and center for one of the coolest things I have seen in a long time. As you guys know, Brian Nelson is the commissioner of uniforms, nicknames, colors, logos, and emblems. He is the adjudicator, the sole arbiter of what is cool, what is lame, and what is meh when it comes to throwback jerseys, commemorative patches, etc. Anything in that purview. Uniforms, nicknames, colors, logos, emblems. When there is a throwback night today in sports, and there's throwback nights increasingly all the time, all over the place, for no rhyme or reason. Like last night, my Wizards played the Lakers, who are wearing their Minneapolis Laker jerseys. Same color with the big MPLS on the front. A total of four games into the 2017-2018 season. Made no sense to me, man from Uncle, that four games in, you'd have a singular throwback game in which the Lakers were in a throwback mode, but the Wizards were not.
Yeah, I don't like those.
So we got throwback games all the time. We have vintage uniform nights, alternates. We have faux-backs, which are not real throwbacks, but they are so-called inspired. It takes balls the size of church bells, as Dabney Coleman said in Dragnet, to have a throwback night where you actually pack up and go to an old stadium.
Yeah,
the Bucks are doing that.
Yep, here we go. Yep. And it's a national game, so the whole country gets to see the Bucks back on the Mecca floor tonight in their 70 what year is it, Rock? It's a classic. It's my favorite Bucks 70, uniform.
72.
Yeah, with the block lettering, says Milwaukee across the chest. It's,
when I saw this yesterday, I was both stunned, angry, and freaked out that angry that you guys didn't tell me about this.
Oh well.
Oh sorry.
I know you're in your own little world up there, Milwaukee. care to tell me? Hey, Zabe, you know what? They're going back to the Mecca. It's going to be pretty cool.
The UW Panther Arena, but yeah, to everybody our age, it's Mecca.
And the floor, I've seen a picture of the floor. The floor has the Mecca on it in the same paint scheme as back in the day.
When they first put that floor in, that floor got a write-up. It was a featured article in Sports Illustrated. I remember that.
And why is that?
Because there was no other floor like it. It was the first one that you went, oh, it's an M both ways, but it was done by who did the artwork on that thing. It was an artist who didn't just have it designed. And
right, he was he was famous, yeah, but not our circles.
Yeah, but it was like a piece of art was the whole point.
It is a cacophony of conflicting colors, however. Lime green lettering, the red, the orange, the yellow. The blue around the court. And then the forest green. I count one, two,
I think the
three,
forest green is,
four,
a, is an add-on.
Five, six. Six different colors all clashing, coming together in that.
I saw
They did a 30 for 30 short on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. The floor is a big deal. The floor is a big deal.
But it's super cool that this is happening, and it is something that I said 10 years ago. The Redskins should play one throwback game at RFK a year,
right?
Because it was still standing and still functional. Now, was it nice? No, it smelled like urine in every corridor in the place. Stuff was broken. There was no luxury suites. The concession stands stunk. They were far more primitive and limited. You'd have to tell a chunk of fans, because you're downsizing capacity to play a game there by at least 15,000 to 20,000 people, you'd have to tell some fans there's going to be a lottery for tickets. You might miss the game. I said, who cares? Do it. Do it anyway. Bring back those good old vibes of yesteryore. Of course, now the building has been condemned. It will be knocked down. The last soccer game has been played at RFK Stadium, so it's no longer possible.
So that dream is dead.
That dream is dead, but you guys still have a working model of your pro basketball team's former court because it's being used by the university. It's in good shape. They're not going to knock it down anytime soon, are they?
No, they're going to tear the Bradley Center down, which is much newer.
Newer and nicer.
Yeah, the Bradley Center's coming down to make room for, like, Buck City when the new arena opens up, which they just put up the new scoreboard on the new arena yesterday. It's up and working.
Nice.
It looks fabulous.
Nice.
It's curved around the corner of the building. Very cool.
All right, so tonight is really cool. I assume, Man from U.N.C.L.E., you are 1,000% in on this. Two fists up to your elbows.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
Brian's got where did you find this footage, Brian? Because there they are in the Mecca. Those are the old days. That's Marquette playing on the Bucks floor.
This
it's not
the,
a Marquette floor.
30 for 30 short. That's the Mecca floor.
Yeah. That really makes me
very cool.
That I have so many great memories of being in that building watching the Bucks play, because I had a friend, Mark Anderson, who I don't know how he figured this out. We used to go to tons of Bucks games every year, but we never had tickets. We would go up there. We got into every game.
Would you grab a clipboard and walk briskly right past security?
I don't know how he figured this out. We would go to the wheel call window. He would say, "Yeah, we want to get on the list for tickets." And the woman
get
would
get on the list.
Yeah, right. That's what I said.
And she's like, "No, this is where somebody else has put you on the list."
But as soon as the game started, any tickets that weren't picked up, they would sell you for $5. So they're always season ticket holder tickets.
What? As soon as the game started?
Yeah,
they can't be doing that anymore. That had to have gone out the window a long time ago.
But, Steve, get this. We would get our tickets and be sitting like 5 or 6 rows behind the bench for like $5. We went to 10
games. That's crazy.
We went to 10 games a year, I bet, back
then.
Who'd
you see?
Saw Pete Maravich. Remember that? You know, we got the Lakers. We got the Celtics. We got all of those. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. They were a fun team. It was a really intimate setting. You were really close to the court. Yeah, it was a good time.
Well, whoever's idea this was, brilliant, genius.
Mecca has that old arena feel too.
Really?
Where it goes, it's dark up in the upper reaches and upper corners. So it sort of looks on TV like it goes up into infinity, you know, when you're just looking at the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, the old Cap Center in our area was that way as well. They intentionally kept the stands darkened and they put the, you know, stadium lights on the court.
Right.
Because the Cap Center, built in 1973, had the first tell screen jumbotron.
What's a tell screen? I mean, that's...
Well, it was called a tell screen because it was a projection device. So they would project onto four sides a blown-up image of replays in the middle of the arena, and to get the most vibrancy and pop from that tell screen, you had to darken the seating area as much as possible. And I can assure you, the quality on it was not good. Not good by today's standards. I mean, having sat there at Jerry World and stared gobsmacked at the football field size TV that was in crystalline high definition.
Yeah, you didn't squint or go, wait,
no.
What's that? No,
it was,
you
a,
see
was
every...
a constant marvel.
Yeah.
When, you know, so it's great. So we've come a long way. But
hey,
good
Rock,
for the
you're
you know what the Mecca's record is? Do you know what it is?
What do you mean?
18 years of basketball there?
For the Bucks.
What? Yeah. They made the playoffs 18 times.
In the Mecca.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Went to the conference championship 7 times.
In the Mecca.
Yeah,
that's a lot of good memories there.
By the way, who are you playing tonight again?
Tonight?
Yeah. tonight.
Yeah.
Boston. All this talk.
Yeah, get the Celtics.
We don't even know who we're playing. Rock,
who
are we playing tonight?
Boston. What did they tell Boston. You, Rock, moving over there for one game? How squeezed are you guys going to be at the scorer's table? And it's not your usual setting.
Right. I don't really know what to expect. I just know what door to go in.
Yeah. I hope they give you an old microphone, too.
They have to.
One of the microphones, like the old radio microphones that have the call letters in wire in the big circle around the flat disc, the hockey puck like.
State Street is closed down tonight because they're running fiber optics across the street from the Bradley Center.
To be able to deliver the broadcast?
Not the broadcast, but even just the stats keeping. You know, there's a universal stats program that is run. around the league, and it's sent directly to New York.
And the Mecca's not set up to handle that. So they have to drag a line across State Street.
There's lines
tonight.
Going across State Street.
Wow,
they hand carried all kinds of equipment over there for the stats crew.
This is a big undertaking.
It is. It's huge. It's bigger than you think. It's not just a basketball game that's going on by itself. This has to be plugged into the whole NBA.
Now, what are they going to do
infrastructure?
What are they going to do with the court, Rock? Because
the court is the old Mecca floor, and from
was
what
it in
I understand,
storage?
No, a guy bought it.
Really?
A guy bought
$20,000.
It for $20,000. He was just married.
Boy, if
he
you
spent
could buy
like
that
his
whole
life savings
for $20,000. Where
did he keep it? Where did he store it?
I'm not sure. In his garage?
In his attic?
He has a barn.
But he has been the keeper.
That's a lot of forklifts of pallets of 4x4 chunks of floor.
It is.
No kidding.
And he has been the keeper of the floor for some reason. He bought it.
Get out of here. We got to get that guy on the air. We got to get that guy on the air. Next week, midweek, let's get that guy on the air.
I want to hear
about a guy that bought a basketball floor and is like, hey, you want to use it? If you go back to the place, I'll loan it to you. I'll rent it to you.
Pretty much, yeah. He didn't want to see
it. He got some money for that.
Just thrown in the dumpster, I guess.
Yeah. The Bucks are like, hey, yeah, Bill, can we come pick up the floor? I'm not going to be home until 4, though, so
but it's a replica floor that's being used. It's not the actual floor.
No, I thought it was the real floor.
I think that's my question.
Oh, it's a replica.
Yeah.
So the guy that bought the real floor, it's just sitting in pallets somewhere in storage.
I don't know. Now I'd like to know that.
See, now we want to know
the whole story. Right?
All right. Well, Rock will find out more tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about last night's baseball game.
I may have information for you. Stand by.
Stand by. We have
news coming
in. I don't know
if I'd want to pay
$20,000 right
for an old Bucks floor and have it in my garage for years and then get it all banged around in a game.
What have you laid out the floor in your garage and parked your car on it? And you were getting big oil stains right
that
over
would
the
be
Bucks
no good
logo.
I think what you have to do with it is, you know, at least put up a pole barn and put the floor out there and play ball on it.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome.
Okay, here's the deal. The floor for tonight's game is a brand new replica, okay?
Brand new replica.
So they had a new floor built. The guy who bought the old floor that they used it for art installs and things like that. But
he went crazy, ended up committing suicide over his foolish purchase.
No, but I bet he had a little
wife and kids behind. It's a very sad story.
I bet he had some buyer's remorse when you buy that thing. You're going, what am I going to do with this? what am I going to do?
Yeah.
What do you have, Rock?
All right, here's the guy that bought the floor. Wait. Right. Hold on. It's coming up.
All right.
Summer of 2010, I got an email from my friend. I click on the email, and it's like a link to an architectural salvage site. It seemed that it was really the Mecca floor on this site. You could buy it in pieces. You could buy the whole thing. It was really sad because the listing, you know, just said, like, reclaim gym floor. I immediately imagined this floor stacked up, occupying my whole garage, and that's where I was starting to come up with the plans of where I was going to protect this thing if I needed to get it out of that building over the weekend.
I thought Andy was, like, rich. I was like, he's doing way better than I realized.
My actual credit card is $20,000.
He maxed out his credit card!
The Mecca floor is being sold for $20,000. I have, like, new job and two babies at home. Making that materialize is like crazy, scary, stressful. And then like all those feelings happen before I call my wife.
Wow.